fucking happy hour. Look at it. It's Nicole Amy Schreiber. I don't know why so many names, but look at her.
You can never have enough names.
Look at her. I need to turn my box up. Thank you so much. Have some fake applause.
I love applause. I'll take it. Anywhere.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Wait. So do you always go by all three names?
So when I started doing comedy, I was going by Nicole Amy. And then someone was like, why don't you use your last name?
Right.
And I was like, I feel like it's too Jewy. And they were like, you're in the business of too Jewy.
Right.
Like, it's best to be too Jewy.
But no, you can't be too Jewy.
Yeah, you can never be too Jewy. Right. And for some reason,
if you
I was
made
under the
name...
impression of being too Jewy. I just didn't want to be too Jewy. And I think that's just because I grew up of like one of five Jewish kids.
Have you thought about Jewy McJewerson?
She actually was suggested that the other day.
Speaking of Jessica Michelle Singleton. I don't know why. All you youngins have to have three fucking names. Okay, Jessica We're Michelle Singleton was on the show this morning and is apparently a fucking creeper that lives in a park because we didn't realize you guys were friends. And so we were like, can she come back? And she's like,
I was literally around the corner. I was like, this is so creepy.
Well, I'm just a cheap
dude. It seems like I've been in a bush all day. Like, I hope they have me back.
Well, since you suggested having dinner after we record this podcast, I had already planned to have dinner with her. And then I was like, well, I'm going to have a free dinner. So like, let's do free dinner.
Right.
And then I felt bad canceling dinner on her. And I was like, listen, Jessica Michelle,
I just knew there'd be booze.
And what did you say? You were like, it's my comedy mom.
Yeah. Hey, mom.
Come home, baby.
You call both of us mom.
Well, she's not fucking old enough to be your
mother. You're the real mom.
Yes. She's the real mom. But I'm your shelter mom.
I'm like a rescue human.
You're like her abusive foster mom.
She really is a rescue
tries
human.
To feel her up when you're drunk. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean... I felt her up before. I've seen her naked all the time.
Really?
Yeah. She stays at my house all the time. Oh my God. Anytime she comes over, I'm like, put on some t-shirt and boxer shorts.
Fantastic.
And hang out.
And you're both straight. Weird.
I know.
Okay.
You know.
Also, my hot nephew answered the door.
Good fucking God.
And
did you see him?
I was like, I'm a hot doorman, right? And
literally, my ovary forced out an egg. Like, it was like, let's do this right now, please.
That's amazing.
Fertilize me. He's so hot.
And this is what I love is my favorite thing, Vanessa. He goes, oh my God, I thought it was your boyfriend. I was like, girls got game.
Oh my God, I was like,
that's what I was always telling him.
I
don't
like,
fucking
this
say.
This dude is so fucking hot. And if this is her boyfriend, I'm going to kill someone. And then I was like, it's probably her boyfriend. This bitch has so much fucking game. Like, what's a girl got to do to get a dude like that? Go to Yale, apparently. His girlfriend goes to Yale. Listen, bitch, I'm out for you. Don't let those grades slip or I will be in there stealing your man.
I could have went to Yale.
To visit.
Sure. Yeah, I could have gone by. Where is it? Connecticut?
Connecticut. It's Connecticut.
Who even likes Connecticut?
Right? Nobody.
Nobody.
Young.
Yale schmale.
Anyway, but because I was telling them, like, don't. I can say you're my nephew. You're my goddamn cabana boy or something.
Yeah.
Because
you need to pay him more to say
I was
that.
An aunt when I was five. I was like, just don't say.
Wait, how old is he?
Because I came downstairs and she probably thought it was going to be like Olivia Soprano and the hello, dear.
Hello.
Have you met my nephew?
By the way, I immediately went over to the pictures that you had above the TV and I was like, where's a picture of him and her together? Where's a picture of him and her together? I was looking.
He didn't say hi.
No,
nephew?
He didn't introduce himself at all other than he just like opened the door and I was just like, oh my God.
I think that's what he's supposed to do as a hot doorman. No talking.
It's very humid in my pants. Oh my God.
I couldn't have planned that better, could I?
No.
Paul, take your shirt off. Answer the door when the
guest
comes.
Wait, why is he living here?
Listen, you know what? You're getting really nosy for a goddamn new friend.
I'm so single. I'm so single.
Okay.
What?
She's just Jewish.
He's a very successful actor, writer. If he plays the... Listen, if you think you're wet now, when he starts playing guitar and singing a little bit at the after party.
Guitar and sing?
Oh, yes. God.
I
want to
start
him.
A family band.
Oh, she really does.
She's talked about this.
She's talked about this at least four times in the past 2 days.
I'm asexual now. I just want to sing guitar songs and spit on men.
In what order?
That sounds like a name of an
album. Do you want to just sing and be the person who sings and spits a lot?
I spit when I talk anyway, so it's fine.
What? Oh, because he's out here. He's a very successful. Did I mention writer, actor, director? He played the really dumb shit congressman on Veep. On Veep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
He's on Younger with Hillary Duff.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody just told me that I have
Peter
to watch that show.
I haven't seen that show yet.
Yeah, I hear it's great. Do you want to watch that tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll watch his episode.
I did not even know you guys were best friends, but this is really...
Yeah. And we have a cooking show together.
Weird. Oh, do you really?
We do it on
Instagram.
Do you guys cook?
We make
Blue Apron.
Uh-huh.
We
just follow give a recipe to the best of our abilities.
We read directions to people.
And then
and
we yell
like,
at cilantro. We hate cilantro.
Yeah.
What?
Why?
Who likes
what did
cilantro?
It ever do to
it tastes
you?
Like soap.
It's just gross.
It's gross.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Kids, so anyway, he's out here pitching a TV show that he wrote. That's why he's here. He's only here for a while.
Where does he live?
He lives in New York. Well, he okay. did
What's
live with his
address?
Girlfriend.
What part of town?
Oh my Listen, God! Chris, you two are really like. First of all, so you've been in the fucking park all day, so you shut up because you are even creepier than she is.
yeah, you've just been waiting in the wings,
like a sweaty to a monster. Swoop in.
Did someone say there's a man in the house?
Oh, he's so hot! It's crazy.
He is. You need.
Maybe he'll come down and make a little appearance later.
He's probably too young.
Yeah, Vanessa,
me.
Listen.
Does he even
we already had a happy
is.
Hour with him, and Vanessa's like, fucking little homewrecker whore. As I gotta say, is an executive yeah. producer. Also hoping to break up the whole Yale girlfriend shit.
Oh, I'll break that shit up fast.
But for three of us.
I'm not a homewrecker, but I will destroy an apartment.
Yeah. I will suck his dick like my life depends on it. Wow. I mean, let's just be
I
totally
feel
honest.
Like this happy hour of Vanessa is going to really be one for the ages. You all are going to be like just little like fucking hoary bees on honey just in the corner. Just.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
But I like their game. I like their style.
Yeah. I'm very direct. I'll tell him what's up.
Well, I didn't pick up
as
on
soon
that.
As soon as I found out he wasn't your boyfriend, I was like, oh.
It's on.
I'm going to have to let him know that we're banging. Bathroom.
Oh, is he
speaking
of
the devil.
Oh, hey, Paul, come here.
Oh,
come
no.
here. Let's make it awkward.
I'm sweating.
Okay.
I'm
nephew. Come here.
Oh boy.
Okay, these guys are really.
I said nothing.
I'm in
talking
love.
About.
She said nothing. It was
entire...
all about me. Hi. But you're not single. We can't do this.
How dare you, Paul? Wait, right, did your girlfriend go to Yale or y'all? Because you're.
Yeah.
This is.
Paul, come here.
Y'all
come here.
All.
Listen, this is I've dealt with this my entire life. These girls, this is the whole happy down. Hour has been about
you.
Who is the fucking hot dude that answered the door.
Yeah, I thought you
and
were
I'm
her
like,
boyfriend.
I'm like,
I'm just the houseboy.
Right?
Yeah. Vanna boy.
She's just like, man, girls got game, man.
I'm just here for the dog.
This
also,
is the,
your
this
he's
is the hot,
got game.
The
You're
hot.
Hot.
Butler.
I know,
hot
right?
Butler.
It's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Well, the listen,
I mean, we've only been talking
you know
about
what?
You. Literally,
so
since
gonna,
we started, it's
gonna,
only been about
you. Sounds like Game of Thrones wow. stuff to
we're
me.
We're going to save the happy hour after party surprise for you because they have some plans for you
oh,
in addition
so
to the good. Pizza that you
mm-hmm.
love.
We're having pizza and a spit roast. Okay, just kidding.
All right. Okay, we'll see you in a little bit. Okay, go get your guitar so they can get even more out of fucking control.
Oh,
fuck. This is just.
What have I done?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Bye, honey.
I've opened a can of worms.
Yep. All right. We'll see you at the after party.
I'm going to open up the garage door.
Okay. Don't forget
right,
to come back
right.
for the party.
Right.
They have some plans.
Toodles. Toodles. Got
they have some
he
plans.
Just touched my shoulder, and literally, I don't even know what's going on.
They
you
plans
really got to get out more.
Oh, God. I'm so horny.
That's him opening the garage door. Girls, shoot him
have
a tranquilizer dart.
Oh, I love a man who can open a garage door. Oh, I love men.
I love men can push. I love when a man pushes buttons.
Right. I just love she's. I'm so horny right now.
This is what happens when you spend too much time with your dogs, ladies. Be careful.
You know what? I feel like I'm doing a science experiment with straight girls in the wild, and this is really.
Hey, I'm just a.
Wow.
I'm just a floating Buddhist. I give up on sex. I'm going to drink this.
You are not a floating Buddhist. Yeah,
can
you
I
guys
start?
Are going to have to share.
Do Buddhists drink?
Yeah, you guys share. You're best friends.
Buddhist
All right,
drink.
Listen, let's, honey, you know it's always about you with mommy, but listen, we have a new friend. Nicole, tell us all about your whole, why the fuck do you guys all have three names? Is that a new, is
I'm
that
a serial killer.
Thing? Oh, that's it. They always have.
She's a serial killer who grew up in a trailer park. So like she has to have three names. I have three names. It was an accident. It was because I started off as Nicole Amy.
Right.
And then someone was like, you need to put Schreiber back on there. But then I had already, people had already come to know me as Nicole
right.
Amy.
Right.
So then I was like,
well,
I can't
it would
get
be,
rid of that.
It would be shocking if there were a comedian that were Jewish. So you probably didn't want to.
Shocking.
Yeah,
I was
you
like,
don't
wanna... I can't. I don't want people knowing I'm Jewish.
Too out there.
To the stage.
Now, you grew up outside of Detroit.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. With a life of constant disappointment to her overachieving Jewish mother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, her
You're
mother.
Reading my bio.
Oh, no.
My mother. My mother's crazy. She's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. What, super smart lady. Very crazy.
What is your mom and dad do
She's
outside the show?
My mom is a doctor. Susan. That's my mom.
You just piped down for a minute,
She's
honey.
A doctor. She's a she's a cancer specialist.
Oh,
a very
wow.
smart woman. First woman to go to Michigan State's medical school.
Wow. And you were pre-med. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's my favorite fun fact. Is you... won some contest in high school, you fucking
yeah,
nerd.
I was the bone goddess.
You fucking nerd who could name all the bones in the human body the fastest?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was the bone goddess.
No wonder you're horny. Have you gotten fucked since then?
No, that was a lot of boning early on.
Right? You could name all the bones, but not the one that you need.
Not the one that, yes, I want your bone so hard. But yeah, so yeah, I just knew all the bones. I was really,
Why?
I was really
nerd?
Good at anatomy. I was a science nerd. Total science nerd.
Because your mom was a doctor. Okay, and your dad?
My dad, he doesn't work anymore. My dad has Parkinson's. So he's retired. It's okay.
Thank you for that comedy buzzkill.
Yeah, I know. I got to bring it down real Jesus. Fucking low. I mean, I'll bring it down even deeper if you need me to.
I was asking him, what?
You're like, no, we're good. You're like, God.
What? But what did he do when you were growing up?
He worked in the auto industry. He worked for a truck parts company.
Okay.
And it's so funny. My dad is like total blue collar. Blue collar. And then right. My mom is like just like this like fancy lady who's a doctor. My right. mom's very fancy. She right. loves Chanel and
wow.
She's very put together. Like right. my mom, all everything what sort, always in place.
What sort of doctor?
Cancer specialist.
Oh, okay. Oncology, that's what you said. Yes.
Oncology, hematology, internal medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in
you it. Probably wouldn't think she's, I knew what an oncologist was, so you had to tell me cancer
yeah,
specialist.
Yeah. Sometimes some people I work people in my don't basement. Often know. People yeah. don't often know. No, so I'm You're so used pretty. To saying it, people being like meh, meh, meh. So yeah. Eventually everyone will know because we're all going to be afflicted with cancer. Because there's so many chemicals in the world. Listen.
Good
you
morning everybody, and my father has cancer. No, Parkinson's, whatever. Wow. So, now, I'm sorry.
It's a lot. Excuse There's me. So much.
It's a lot. We're just it's a lot, and we're just this is like dusting of the surface, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. And I worked at a mental institution. So do you have it in high school?
You have a what?
I worked at a mental institution in high school.
Oh,
a children's mental wow. institution. Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted to be a child psychiatrist. So I was like, oh, I'll start. You know.
Okay.
Doing it now.
Right.
And I worked. Yeah, I worked at a mental wow. institution. I loved
so,
it.
I feel like you have a darker view on.
Yes, very
right
dark.
With your mom being a cancer specialist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I grew up with a very, you know, yeah. I would come home from school like sad and upset about things, and my right. mom would be like, "Oh, you think your day is bad? At least you're not dying of cancer." Well, so right. everything was quickly. I wasn't allowed to like grieve my childhood in any way because my mom was just like, "No, no, 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 no. There's people who are dying at well, my office, and you don't know what it's like."
Good for perspective.
Yeah, it's just too much perspective yeah. too early on. Way too early on. Like, I came home from school and I was like, guys at school don't like me because I'm ugly. And she was like, no, 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 you're beautiful. They don't like you because you're Jewish. And everyone's oh. anti-Semitic.
Well, that's better.
Now,
that's
go better. Back. Go
Sean,
back.
The pizza's here. He just came inside. I don't know. Okay.
Uh-oh, the pizza guy's here.
Nicole's looking around like, is he hot?
Ding dong. Oh, my God. You are just... Sure, you... This is really the first happy hour after party. Someone's going to get fucked. Like, I feel like I
listen,
Nicole,
you said it was happy hour. I'm getting happy.
If it's
happy.
Not Paul, it's going to be the goddamn pizza guy.
Fine. Fine. I love a man who makes low wages.
Dough?
Guys who make...
Oh
the less
God.
Money a guy
that
makes,
so
the better he'll fuck you.
That was so snooty doctor's daughter. Okay.
No. The better okay. he'll fuck you. It's good. Good. Right. I like a guy who doesn't
they have to earn
money.
It. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I just like a guy. I like a guy who, like, if you're really rich, you're... You know, you're a busy man.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Poor guys have nothing but time. They're rich in time.
That's the greatest line ever.
You're the first guest I feel I know almost too much about in the first 5 minutes. Now, despite being voted class clown, me too.
And most likely to be first in the lunch line. Were you an overeater at a young age?
No, I did. I every woman I know struggled with some, right?
Food thing.
Yeah. I'll have an eating disorder, body food. Image, something.
I didn't
yes.
have an eating disorder. Yeah. I mean, I guess I did. I just could never stop eating.
Oh.
I was always the kid who was eating.
Oh. All right.
And you were always skinny?
Always the skinny kid, too.
Oh, you skinny, too?
I was,
oh, well,
like,
you're really
I was the
annoying.
Painful, ugh. No, but I was the painfully, 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 grossly thin kid.
Oh, you know what? You want to know what she said out loud what? On a national radio show? Trump is making me stress eat. I my double zero jeans are getting tight.
Oh, I was fuck like, you, bitch.
I hope the whole internet came for you.
Yeah, oh, the whole yeah. country said fuck yeah. you, bitch. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Everybody feels
you're, that's
super
not even American
bad for
size.
You. Super bad for you.
You might have to be in a regular zero.
Oh, wow.
Fatty, fatty, 2x4. Okay. So
I got a 2 and a 4. Let's not get crazy.
All right, University of Michigan, pre-med, art history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that about the art history? Just for
I love
shits
art.
And giggles.
I just
oh,
love art.
Okay.
I've always loved art.
All right.
I worked at the Whitney Museum when I was in college.
Hmm.
I wanted to be a curator at one point.
Wow.
When I decided I no longer wanted to be a doctor, I decided I wanted to be a museum curator. And then wow. I found out that you make nothing. And then I was like, I'll be a comedian instead.
That'll be much more degrading.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, I just always loved art. To me, art, but let's get deep for a second.
Right,
I feel like
it.
Art is the fingerprint of history.
That's beautiful.
That's bullshit.
I hate fingerprints.
Oh, come on. Well, at least I'm not sitting at home slicing off my fingertips like you are, so you can commit
what?
Crimes and they'll never know.
Because I'm a serial killer.
Call
really?
Back.
She's
a serial killer.
Oh, my
call
God.
Back.
Oh, my God.
I didn't steal art. What?
No wonder she's been lurking in the fucking park all day.
I'm on the run. Creeper.
She's Jesus. A park gnome.
What have I raised, Vanessa? What?
A hero.
Heroes don't always wear capes. Sometimes they wear little backpacks.
You were also in the fashion industry?
I was in the fashion industry. What? I've had a million jobs. Oh, and I studied archaeology, too.
Make up your mind.
I kid never. I still haven't. I was just telling Jessica Michelle, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Hmm. And she's like, that's not really a good brand, Nicole.
So, all right, let's talk about you're on the new show, Funny Girls, on Oxygen.
Well, it's not new. It's old now.
Well, all right, well.
But it was new at one point.
All right, well, weren't we all?
Now it's the new old.
Right, but so it follows what?
A day in the life of female comedians.
On stage and off?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, it was great. It was an amazing show. It ran for a season. Everybody in Nowhere watched it.
Right.
Comedians watched, I think.
Comedians watched because they were judging. Comedians watch everything because they're like, wait, why didn't I get this?
Why didn't I get that? What's with her?
And then she got it. Why did she get it? And then they watched it and they were like, hilarious. Funny Girls. It was a great show, very short-lived, on Oxygen. And it just followed my life and my struggle. There's somebody at the top of the stairs with wine and a plate of cheese.
Is that the pizza man?
I don't know, but he's cute. He's got a white shirt and it's untucked.
He's cute. Oh, he has a white shirt.
That's Rob. Oh, my God. Rob,
are you single?
The horniest girls in the world. No, he's not either. But Rob,
come
here.
Rob, go away.
My best friend, Rob.
Can we get men in here who are single?
No,
Trish
is coming.
Trish is his girlfriend that he lives with. Please stop being such a little whores.
I just, you know.
It's not me. Stop. I didn't know she was like this. I've only seen her around dogs.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You need to go to bars anymore. It's scary.
Wow. So, Rob, this is Nicole Amy Schreiber. She only added the Schreiber back on because initially she didn't want to seem too Jewy.
Yeah.
Right.
You never would have known.
Yeah. Rob's Jewy. He's a Jewy lawyer.
You're a Jewy lawyer?
Yeah. He's a hot, handsome Jewy lawyer.
We were underrepresented in the
field.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So. What kind of law?
Employment, civil rights, business litigation.
I'm trying to get adopted as an adult.
Oh, you're a litigator?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that.
Can I adopt Jessica Michelle? She's my comedy daughter. Look at her. Half my age, filthy.
Yeah, I can see it.
All right.
I can see it.
Well, she dyed her hair to rebel against me. But.
I'll draft a document.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I could see it. You guys could be related.
Ari Shaffir said he'd adopt me, too.
Yeah?
I trust you more.
I fully support that.
I trust this remote control more.
All right. Rob, here's what you've missed. They both want to suck my nephew's dick. And,
it's just her.
Yeah.
Listen, now that you're here, suck it, you'll be a spotter.
Really? Do you need spotting for that?
You might need backup.
You could pull a muscle. I'll tag her in. She's older than she looks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now...
I have missed a lot.
Wow, okay. You've missed. Okay, so
have you?
So you get mentored in the show by seasoned comedians like Bill Burr, Margaret Cho, Jeanine Garofalo, right?
Lonnie Love,
right?
Lonnie was my specific mentor. Each person was assigned a mentor.
Right.
They gave me Lonnie Love.
Right.
Okay.
Listen, if you need a blowjob mentor later, because I was a Catholic girl, so I got really good at it. Right, Rob? We've talked about this.
And anal?
Yeah.
Anal a Catholic?
Well, because you have to learn
a loophole. Anal's a loophole.
Well,
that's Mormon.
You have to learn how to do everything, everything but, so to speak.
Yeah.
When you're what? Right? Isn't Catholic, it's sort of like Jewish, right? Like you are born with guilt. We go to school to learn it.
Lots of guilt. Right.
Her mom's a fancy doctor.
Doctor. Yeah, fancy lady.
She was pre-med at the University of Michigan. She's very
pre-med,
smart.
Pre-law, same thing.
And look at her now. Yeah.
Just wasting our parents' money.
Rob's like, no, I'm actually a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer.
Listen, you're wasting someone's money, I'm sure, at some point.
You were quoted as saying, I realized I'm going to have to be uncomfortable financially, mentally, and emotionally to do this because it's ultimately what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Making people laugh to me is the payoff. Is that proved to be true?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm the most broke I have ever been in my life. And I mean, I think I'm happy. I don't know. Jessica Michelle, am I happy?
You might be just drunk.
Yeah.
What?
No, you seem really happy.
What does mom think about comedy as opposed to
my mom
med
is
school?
So on board with what I've chosen to do when I'm making money. Then she is thrilled. Like when Funny Girls was out, my mom was my biggest supporter. She was telling everybody about me.
Right.
The second the show ended and I went back to being broke, my mom was like, when are you moving home?
Back to Detroit?
Yeah. My mom wants me to move home.
Really?
All the time.
To do
That's
what?
To take care of her and my dad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Her mom's an oncologist.
In Detroit?
But that's actually why people have kids these days, is so they can have caretakers when they're older, because the price of healthcare is too high.
Right.
Oh, take my life, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, Detroit's an up-and-coming city, right?
Stop it.
Yeah, for sure, up and coming.
I think it's down and
going.
One of
my actress friends says when she has to cry in a movie, she just thinks of Detroit.
That's so real.
I hear Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad there.
Yeah.
But I like it.
You can get a house for a penny, though.
You pretty much can. You can buy a crack house for free.
Okay, fantastic.
I found my place.
It's my kind of house.
Yeah. Jewel loves real estate.
House and crack.
I like it.
Again, we're underrepresented.
Totally underrepresented. You know what? We need more Jewish real estate moguls.
Yeah.
You want to buy a trailer park with me?
So wait until you have...
All right.
Don't put 25K buy-in.
Who's in?
I'm in.
What... All right. What siblings? What happened? What has happened over there in Detroit?
I have an older brother.
Okay.
Who works for Apple.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's the extent of what I can tell you about him.
Really?
He has a girlfriend who I love. Like, I
felt like you were forming the word hate.
This is the first girlfriend. I mean, he might have had other girlfriends. I'd never met any of them. So this is the first girlfriend that I've ever known.
Okay.
And I love her. I don't know if she listens to anything I do or follows anything, right. If she's listening to this, right. Or is going to listen to this,
right.
But I absolutely adore the shit out of her.
And where do they live?
They're in Northern California, Cupertino area.
Okay.
And she's just the coolest girl. And we're both going to be home for my brother and his girlfriend are going home to Michigan for Thanksgiving, and I'll be there as well.
Oh.
So
is that awkward?
Excited. No.
Is Apple looked upon as a better career choice than comedian?
Just a little bit. Just a smidge. But what's really great is I use Apple phones to send ass pics and receive dick pics. So,
oh, wow.
Thank God
that's
for Apple
fantastic.
Phones.
Thank you for that information.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All cyclical.
It's uh-huh.
And how did you get to be best friends with Jessica Michelle Singleton, my comedy daughter?
How did we? I remember the first time I met Jessica Michelle at an open mic.
Oh.
She was all hair. When I first met Jessica Michelle, she had hair down to her butt.
Yeah, she was like cousin it.
Absolutely. So she was legitimately cousin it. She has so much hair. If you just grab just a handful of hair on her,
right,
break that handful in half, and that's my entire head of hair.
Wow.
She has all the hair.
I feel like you've done that.
She literally did that.
I did that today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's like, this is my hair.
Yeah. She was like,
that's
I think.
Weird.
It's not
like that character in the Charlie's Angels. What's his name? That's played by, you know, the creepy guy.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
He rips Crispin Glover?
Hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he goes,
thin guy.
Yeah.
Thin
right. Sometimes when she sleeps over, I'll go and smell her hair.
Now I'm
That's
scared.
Not weird at all.
Not at all.
It's
kinda
weird.
I'm kind of liking this girl.
Can we pass the white wine?
Oh, yeah. It's weirder if you know how little I wash my hair.
It's great. I know how little you wash your hair because you shower at my place.
Weirdest happy hour ever? Kind of weirdest best. Like, I feel like...
You know what?
Most
I promise
honest?
You. It's the most honest. And you're going to be your most popular one, I promise. This will be very, very popular.
And I feel like I can feel like the estrogen. It's like really, right? Everyone's really horny right now.
Right. There's been a lot of just ovulating and dick sucking.
My estrogen's on overload.
Right?
I can only speak for myself.
Okay, great. Great.
I mean, Rob, Paul was like the bait, and they're like, who's that guy in the white shirt?
Yeah, you started coming
stairs.
Down the stairs, and I was just like, oh, boy.
Yeah, Nicole's just like, there's. Some any man.
You're like,
somebody showing signs of life and walking down
I
the
smell
steps.
Testosterone. She's just like
Do you have a penis or the hint of a penis? Come on down.
Why I have at least a hint of
Why do the lesbians get all the hot guys?
It's true. You're hiding all of them in here. I know there's more.
My brother's hot too, but this is in love with my brother.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hot guys.
God damn it. Nicole Miller.
God damn it.
Oh,
wait. Wait. Nicole, you have a dating tip. Do not have sex on the first date, even because you seem kind of hoary.
If you can refrain from having sex on the first date, please definitely do. But definitely have sex on the second date, because why wait, you know?
Yeah, right, because then...
You're not going to, like, buy the car.
Is that just to make sure you like their personality?
Yeah.
So you don't get, like, swooped in by good D?
Yeah. I mean, a good D will swoop you in.
And ruin your life.
Ruin your life.
Your favorite date is the batting cages?
Yeah. I went on a first date with a guy to a batting cage, and I was like, yep, this is it. But the relationship didn't work. But I was like, this is a best first date, a batting cage.
Can you hit?
Yeah.
That's why.
Because I get to show off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Otherwise, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, what? Why?
Were you like a little junior dyke?
Yeah,
I was gonna say, like, are you sure you're not a lesbian? That's a great date for lesbians.
If you meet anyone...
Things might be looking up for me. It depends on how desperate she's getting tonight.
Trust me, after a glass of wine, I'm going to be texting you just everything. It's going to get ugly. We're I'm sleeping over. Okay. Oh, hello.
What else? Hello.
If you meet anybody from my childhood and you were to tell them that I'm gay, they'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Everyone.
She's too smart and weird to be smart.
Everybody
thought
that's
such
I was
a real
gay.
Thing. Yeah, me too. Everyone's just like, oh, you're like a lesbian, dick. Right? It's like, no, I just don't want to date you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right.
So.
Wait. So, you also said after the batting cage you would go to a restaurant with a C rating because nothing makes a date more memorable than a trip to the ER for food poisoning.
When did I say all these things and how?
Well, I mean, it is a good tip because he won't forget you.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on a first date in so long. It's insane.
Well, what are you looking for, Nicole?
I don't know. Just
a breathing corpse.
Mm-hmm.
A real estate investor?
Yeah, a real estate investor, a lawyer, a nephew. Sure. I'm looking for a nephew.
All right. Paul's in trouble.
So what's your deal? Both of you. Do you want kids? Do you want, what do you
no,
do? Do you want to get married?
I am a kid. I can't.
Right. I know.
I just broke up with someone.
You did?
Yeah.
How long and what happened? You didn't tell mommy.
What happened? She lost
weight. 2 weeks ago. I've lost weight. My boobs haven't gotten smaller. It's a miracle. my career has never been better, but it just
fantastic.
It just wasn't working. It wasn't a really bad thing, which is worse. He's just like, I just have to be on my own. And I was like, can you just hit me or something?
Yeah.
Can you sleep with one of my friends?
Can you give me a reason to hate you?
Because this hurts. I don't be like,
nothing worse than breaking up with a guy and you can't turn everyone against him.
No.
Really?
And then you're praying to gods you don't believe in, like, please make me not love him. And you're like, this is pathetic.
How long were you together?
10 months.
Tell mommy.
But that's about as long as it gets for me.
Oh, really?
I have like an accidental record where it's like right there. Just usually it's me who's like, I gotta go.
Yeah,
and he did it. And I was like, hey, that's my line.
You're like, I know what you're doing. I've done this.
I've done this a million times. Oh, it hurts. I regret ever doing it to anyone.
Yeah, breaking up with someone hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole, whatever your name is.
It's her own fault.
My mother, my sister. Listen. this happy hour is about you.
Is it?
Okay, yes. Let's go. What's your longest relationship? When's the first time you saw a penis? When's the
First time I saw a penis, I was probably 13. I mean, does my dad's dick count? No, but you know, it's like the run-in when you're a little kid and you see your dad's dick.
Was that accidental? So
yeah, it was like wasn't molested, but like, you know, it's like...
No, my parents were nudists. So I did
my parents were nudists too. Yeah, my mom was a nudist. My mom's titties
my mom
all the time.
My mom used to do naked headstands.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. But yeah. I mean, if my mom could have done a headstand, she would have done it. Right. Naked, for sure. Absolutely.
My dad 100%. Would let me hang out when we were shaving, and he had an enormous schlong. He was only 5'7", but he was
you.
All...
My dad definitely is a small wiener.
Oh, all right. Well.
How does that affect your confidence?
Gravely. Because, well, I mean, it's just like I'm just kind of confused where I got my big vagina from. I feel like the opposite gender parent is where you get your genital size.
Oh, so you inherited an so like unusually large
men
vagina?
Men pass their penis size onto their vagina, onto their daughter.
Sure, yeah.
And then my mom, if she had a large vagina, then my brother would have a large penis.
Sure.
If that's true, it makes so much sense that I came from a sperm bank.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Because nobody would have
wanted
to
sex with that. Do you attribute your dating status to having this whole, you know, hot dog down a hallway situation down there?
Yeah,
or is
it's more like spelunking, if you like cave diving.
Spelunking, yeah.
Yeah.
Cave diving? Cave
you need, like, crampons and stuff?
Yeah, crampons, absolutely. Yeah. It's more like, you know, it's like you're going to, like, Libya and there's, like, the underwater archaeology.
Sure.
Like, do you want to see a fallen city deep in the ocean?
Really? Have you considered a vaginal rejuvenation of some kind?
Vaggie rejuve? Yes, yeah. I've definitely considered it. I'm the person who sees the pamphlet in the gynecologist's office and I'm like,
I do that.
Most
for
people
price.
See it and they laugh. Do you?
Yeah.
Rob will do
you,
it.
You marry a girl and then you never have sex with her. It's for vaginal rejuvenation.
It's a miracle.
So wait.
No, it's abstinence.
All right. Have you been in love? And
I've been in love. I've had my heart broken brutally.
Oh, dear.
Don't
take her wine now.
When Vanessa was like, we drink on the show, I was like, I should not drink. It gets
she said that.
Fucking ugly.
No, let's do this.
Well, I'm drinking.
Do this, man.
I mean, is this not ugly? I feel like this is a pretty much a train wreck.
No, oh my God, good. we've only started.
Oh God, I'm afraid that you're never going to want to hike with me after this.
Oh no, I just can't hear enough about your mom and cancer and your dad's Parkinson's and your dad's penis.
Oh, hey, no. Leave that out of this.
What?
I'm just kidding. Leave the good stuff out.
Too soon.
Oh.
So what, okay, let's go. Let's delve a little bit. Let's, so wait, how long was the relationship? How long
ago? My longest relationship was 3 years.
Okay.
My most recent relationship was over 4 years ago.
Okay.
Actually, it'll be 5 years in February.
So that's, oh boy. So that's why you're offering to suck like random bags of totally dicks straight, tonight, whether it's my nephew, dick. My best friend,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty sure, much. Yeah. It's mainly just your nephew. I mean, if we're being totally perfectly honest, I mean, like, you're fabulous and everything, but I don't know if your dick will work. But like, your nephew seems like a dick might work.
Oh, his dick works. What? How do I know that, Rob?
I don't know. Gotta go.
We'll talk about that off air.
We need hydraulic equipment because it's fucking big. But anyway.
Yeah. Oof, well,
it's like the table with it. It's like.
Look at his package. Look at it. He's fucking enormous.
It'd be weird if you didn't have
just
a big dick.
Just because you're tall. Just because you're tall doesn't mean you always have a big dick.
Oh, no. He's a big dick.
Just like one of those weird Roman statues.
I fucked a dude who was 7'1", and it was average at best.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
I just feel like when you're that tall, your circulation's bad, so not a lot of it is going to your dick.
I don't know. That's not a problem for my friend.
God bless him.
Rob, stand up if ever you want to. No,
he stands up and it's like, oh, oops, sorry.
I can't right now.
Take a little.
His pants are too tight. Okay, so.
Yeah, so that was my last relationship.
But were you thinking like you marriage, kids, whatever, or you don't know?
For the longest time, I was like, I want to spend the rest of my life with someone. If that sounds fun.
Right.
The whole kid thing. Doesn't sound fun to me.
Right.
Because I just don't think there's
ginormous vaginas already for
it. Huge.
Yeah, they can
huge.
Just roll
and
out.
Shoot out in like a second.
That, my vagina is like Club Med for kids. Like my kid, there's a Lido deck. I mean, my kids will stay in there forever.
Julie's
eternity.
There with a clipboard.
Yeah, absolutely. There's activities, shuffleboard, like whatever you want to do. You want to play Maj? There's like old ladies to play with. Like there's a lot going on there.
Right.
But I think as far as having kids, since my dad has gotten farther along in Parkinson's, not to bring it down, but like I realized the only good reason
this started down
to have a kid
is
to have someone to take care of you when you're old and sick.
Right.
But in that case, you don't need to have them. You can adopt one.
Right. Sure.
Or just get a nurse.
I don't have the money for a nurse. I have the money to adopt a child. That's a long-term investment.
Oh, I think a nurse is cheaper.
Okay, that's the Jewiest thing you've said.
Absolutely.
So far.
Absolutely.
And the whole, right?
See, he follows my logic. He's like, God, that is some sound fucking logic. Do you have kids?
No.
Better start investing.
Trish is here. Where is Trish? Trish is here.
I don't know.
His girlfriend.
She's in the house?
I don't know. No. No, I came from a meeting. South Bay.
I think I saw her.
All right, let's stop bragging. We get it. You have a girlfriend and you go to meetings.
He's a fancy
What kind
lawyer.
Of meeting? AA meeting?
Obviously no, not an AA meeting.
You're not a loser.
Rob, you want some?
My accountant. I need that.
Yeah. You came from your accountant?
Yeah, I did.
Now,
which is why he needs the wine.
All right, so no kids, but are you still looking for love?
Totally looking for love. Okay. I believe in love.
Okay.
What's your type? And it feels great.
Do you guys have the same type? Is there?
Oh, no. At once.
Yeah, once.
Oh. At the same time?
We're tunnel buddies. We've slept
Eskimo
with the same
sister.
Person.
Okay, has the same man been in both of your vaginas?
Yes.
At the same time?
No,
but what an incredible man if it had been.
There's obviously room in her sperm.
Yeah,
I actually climbed into hers and then he came in.
He actually
in.
Fucked her while she was inside of
I was living in there when I was in between apartments.
I was Airbnb-ing my pussy to Jessica
I was like,
Michelle.
Oh, good to see you, sir.
Dr. Leakey, what are you doing in here?
Close the drapes, I'm trying to sleep.
There's my algebra book.
Yeah, climate control. It's human here.
It's the Ark of the Covenant. All right, listen.
Only the penitent man shall come.
Nicole, I feel like this is not going to help your dating chances, this whole conversation.
No fucking
chance. There's a fetish for everything.
No fuck. Yeah, everyone out there has a kink and a proclivity, and you know what? I'll find some.
You know what? I feel like she's a comedian, guys, if you're listening, and she's probably like tight as a fucking cat's ass down there, so just listen.
She's been alone for 4 years.
I've had sex twice in 2 years.
It's locked up.
Yeah.
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 Really?
It's not.
I can't even masturbate anymore.
It's like an MSNBC weekend series. It's like fucking lock up down there.
It's locked. It is completely locked up.
Nothing comes in or out.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or whatever.
I don't know. It's a
leaky I'm not
closet.
A doctor.
I don't know. I don't know how it actually
works. I don't
know
how science works.
All right. So you decided to have a cooking show. Why exactly? You two?
Because it didn't start off as a cooking show. It just started off as She signed up for...
I manically signed up for a meal delivery service. And
I have one because I'm an elderly shut-in.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait,
no,
do you
want to
come on our cooking show?
Yes.
Can we cook for you?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yes.
This will be so fun. Should we do it here or do you want to do it at my apartment?
No, here's good. I never leave.
Okay, good. I would never leave
I would
house.
Never leave
Ever.
This house.
Never,
by
not
way.
A million years. We're cooking here next
week. I sometimes just think about your house and I'm like, I wonder what she's doing.
Jessica was on the show this morning, Rob, and we feel like she's been fucking creeping in the goddamn bushes.
Like, I wonder what she's doing. Like, and then I look in your
wouldn't
window.
Be the first one.
I told her to come on the show,
like,
and she's
most
like,
of my
she's like, I feel really bad how close I am.
Yeah, and I was like, this is weird. It seems like I'm just waiting outside because I was on, like,
no, they're going to go to dinner. She's
right
like, oh, no,
corner.
Come here.
Hey, Paul.
Oh. Don't worry. There's
Paul.
No competition.
What's up,
where's
hello,
the porn music?
Paul.
Oh, my God.
Wow, 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 wow.
Are you looking for some West
here.
Coast love, Paul?
I'm taking a
you
beating.
You wish you were.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Are you here to fix my
we're
cable?
Playing porn music loving? If you want to take your shirt off.
You can imagine what happens next.
Run for your life.
You know what? This is the biggest fucking free-for-all we've ever had on a happy... I don't know what is...
It's the fucking afternoon zoo!
I have that effect. I'm like Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
It's just, I'll come in and fuck shit up.
Listen, this whole happy hour, Paul, hope you're happy, has been mostly about doing things to your dick. And it's
disturbing.
Oh, do you
have a dick?
Listen, I haven't seen it since I washed him in the bathtub when he was like 3. And I was... So it wasn't weird, right?
I thought you were going to be like when he was drunk 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
No!
He had a DC before he went to sleep.
Mm. I don't know what to say about this whole thing. I feel like this is the worst possible perfect storm of Rob and Paul with these two horny fucking bitches that are just like...
Right. I'm a saint.
You are like filthy little whores. And I just... This happens
you
to be my
it.
Nephew.
It's nice
you
to have a job.
To be my best friend.
What? Did you say breast friend?
You said breast friend.
Oh,
you did.
I'm sorry.
Now everyone's sweating.
That's because Rob knows what I like.
Truth be told.
Mommy likes a little nipple action.
I know.
What?
I know that.
Love a good nipple.
I hooked up with a guy who liked his nipples pinched so hard I had to buy a clamp.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you?
You're a
comedy. Who are these Satan?
Rob, do you like your nipples touched?
Sure.
Really?
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Well.
You don't?
You don't?
Do it for
come here.
Yeah, I don't think most
are
guys.
Are you sure?
Most guys doesn't do anything.
I feel like
let's
you're afraid of
Paul.
Love.
I managed to be very closed off, but it's never done anything for me.
Where'd you grow up, Paul? Tell me about yourself.
Virginity?
Did you say you grew up in virginity?
Come talk to the girls.
Come, please.
This is for the people.
Oh, boy.
What's going on down here? What's the
yeah, no.
The other
right here.
Get a straw.
No, Paul. Get drunk. Absolutely. Drink up. Drink.
Paul,
drink.
Tell gulp, the girls gulp, about gulp. Yourself.
What have I done?
How into this? How much time do we have?
I've told them about the Yale
we're
girlfriend.
Deep.
Okay.
At this point, I think you can take
why
all the time
why do we have
you
to
want.
Refer to her by the university she attends?
What?
Is that her only
Yale?
Interesting thing? Her
no.
college?
No.
Because it's such a great university. I should have gone to an Ivy League. No. Oh, the regrets.
When you go to an Ivy League, it becomes your personality.
Steffi has Ivy League lust.
I do
say?
Too.
I have dated an Ivy Leaguer. Paul, tell.
I dated an Ivy Leaguer. I dated a guy who was a doctor and a lawyer. It's
under
fine. No
under impressed,
deal.
It sounds like.
Under impressed. I don't care. I don't care where you went to college.
Was he 7 feet tall with an average dick?
No, that was a basketball player.
Well, you can't have a big dick in basketball. It's going to swing around. It'll hurt you.
Yeah, and then I dated a cheerleader in college, a male cheerleader. He was really tall,
how
too.
How was that?
Ah, terrible. So dumb. So
really?
Dumb.
Who
are.
Would have thought a male cheerleader would have been a dumb idea?
I can't, like, such
George
a bottom,
W. Bush
such
was
a
male cheerleader. What do you say?
And he
rest
was
my case.
He? I didn't
nothing
know that
further.
About him.
That's
he's
true.
Brilliant.
He's like a
I mean, at this point, I am longing for the days of George Bush. Please.
I know.
Aren't
we all?
Take me back.
Nostalgic.
You need to talk into the microphone.
So, who would, yes.
The girls winning.
I never thought I would see pictures of him and be like, I miss him.
I know. He's so harmless.
Like, he wasn't a bad guy.
I know, right? You're like, oh, he's so smart, and he was
he
so
good.
He
did the best he could.
He did better at Hurricane Katrina.
He was just a war criminal, nothing
so
more.
Smart.
I mean, watching him, there's. Did you
he's
see
a
that,
hero.
That photo montage of Clinton, Bush, and Obama doing
hugging people?
Yeah.
Yes,
and at
then,
major catastrophes, and then
Trump
and then,
throwing paper
and then
paper towels.
Trump fading back for the three. I mean, it was
Trump's
ridiculous.
Warmest regards. What did he offer his warmest regards to the?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he said, "Have a good time."
Have a good time.
Have a good time, everybody.
I mean, wait, can we not get into politics? Because I'm gonna get my dad. I was just home in Michigan. My dad was like, just turn the TV off. I can't take any more of this idiot. My dad is just done with it. And my dad is...
Your dad probably got Parkinson's.
My dad has Parkinson's.
Probably to forget that Donald Trump's president.
My dad thinks Trump is worse than Parkinson's. Yes, that's not inappropriate. It's perfect. By the way, Parkinson's, you don't forget.
You don't?
So that's Alzheimer's.
Muscle memory loss.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
His father's an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. Your dad's an
orthopedic. Oh my gosh. You guys should
He's a real bone god. I was a bone god. Okay.
She won a contest in high school where she could name every bone in the human body the fastest.
Yeah. Why is that even a contest?
I don't know.
Well, when you go to a private school, they'll have you compete about anything.
How many bones are in the human body?
173.
Yours is the only one she cares about, Paul. Oh,
nice. What? I forgot.
What's the only bone in the human body that doesn't articulate with another bone?
Wait.
What? I don't know.
That doesn't
sternum?
It doesn't touch another bone. Sternum touches.
I don't know.
The hyoid.
The what?
The hyoid.
Ah, yes.
Here.
Nerd.
That's just showing off.
Absolutely. Wow. Paul's here. I got to show off somehow. He's got this Yale girl, and I got to let him know that I know the bones.
Your orthopedic surgeon dad. I love her.
Your orthopedic surgeon dad. Is your dad single?
No. He's married to my sister, you fucking whore.
Yeah, hey,
I didn't know how happily it was going.
Thanks, Paul of Bartle.
Are you guys looking for love over here?
No, I'm actually never want to love again.
I'm at the point where I'm ready to love. I'm at the point where the fear of a broken heart is no longer greater than my desire to find love.
I think I'm going to get a guinea pig or something.
Yeah, a hairless guinea pig. Oh, like Ludwig.
Oh, my gosh.
We're obsessed with a hairless guinea pig on Instagram. Yeah. Ludwig.
Okay, all right.
We all have our things.
What?
I don't know.
I don't. You too. Okay.
I don't know what I've done.
All right, if I'd known you knew that all that bone shit, I would have brought an operation game for you to play.
You're totally good at it. All now radius.
Opa.
So I could have gone, you hit the funny bone.
Oh,
that's a bone that touches other bones.
Oh, articulation. Ejaculation.
I wet my box. Now I have something in common with you two.
I cannot believe you're the one who spilled wine in all of this.
Sorry.
I honestly thought it was Nicole.
Yeah, for sure.
Hang on, I'll just wipe up my box here.
Let me clean up my mess.
Definitely not related to my
nephew. Wait, Paul, why'd you go, Paul?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, I mean, that's pretty average for me.
No.
He's not your type. He's white.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
She's got a type.
What kind of type? Wait a minute.
My type is
let's make mixed babies. That's my type.
Oh, really? My type is let's make beautiful
children. Have you seen a mixed baby?
They're perfect.
Oh, no. Look at her. She's fantastic.
She's fucking perfect.
Well, I'm of the George Carlin, let's all fuck each other till we're the same color.
Yeah.
And then, racism's gone.
There's a comedian, I can't remember who said it, but they said you can't hate what you are, so make everybody the same.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right. I think Sam Tripoli said that.
Some person's like, we should all be blonde and blue-eyed and work in factories.
Like you? You're blonde. You just described yourself minus the factory part.
Green eyes?
You look in a joke
factory.
Are they green?
Mm. They're green.
Look at me. Mm. Lie to me. They're green.
It's true, though. It would be frustrating for racists, wouldn't it? It's like, I would fucking hate you. The fuck are you? Can't eat.
Hey, why does everybody look like not me?
What the hell?
Oh, no. I'm a minority.
I don't.
I
feel like that's the music that plays in my mom's head because she lives in Asia and she walks around like.
That's music that plays.
People are racist to me. And I'm like, oh, they're what?
Where does your mom live?
She lives in South Korea.
Why does your mom live in South Korea?
I think she's a secret agent, but she won't tell
really?
Me.
Really?
She likes it better than North Korea?
Yeah, I mean, barely, but you know.
The weather's better? Weather's better down south?
Slightly warmer, but...
She'll definitely go on
vacation
there.
Why is she in South Korea?
Soon.
Now we all have something in common. She's going to get nuked along with us.
Yeah. She works for the government. That's all that I know.
She's in the CIA, honey.
Well, I texted her...
You know what? I'm your real mother. I'm sorry to tell you, but she just has never told you.
I knew it.
That was the cover story is she's your mother.
I was like, are you a secret agent? And she's like,
her?
I can't tell you.
Pardon me?
Are you going to adopt her?
Oh, this is Trish. This is Rob's girlfriend, which is
Hi, Rob's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's pretty, right? See?
She's super
pretty.
Now, she's gorgeous.
Now your dreams have died again, haven't they? Listen,
you look like a hot country music star.
She looks like a hot country music star.
Right.
He looks like a Jew.
Right.
Wow.
And there's nothing wrong with that. See, look, country music people can... Get along with Jews.
Right?
Listen.
And I solved world
you're
problems.
You're very attractive.
Everybody's saying,
they
ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore.
You can use that, by the way.
I'll take it where I can get it.
This is chaotic. Chaos. This is like the Trump administration. This is so chaotic, this happy hour.
Oh, my God.
Let's go around the room and you all tell me how much you like me and what a good job I'm doing.
Listen, wait, who are you? I love you. Give me one of those rice crackers,
go
Daddy.
For it,
Nicole, you tweeted, good, genuine question, if you voted for Trump, how do you feel now? Which is true. Are you just like, God damn, this was the best decision I ever made. This is making America great again.
Well, I just ate a chip. Ooh. Hold on.
Woo, doggy. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love that he said today that, like, the enthusiasm for manufacturing is the highest it's ever been. I'm like, yeah, what about the actual jobs?
Right.
Who is still on board?
I'm from Michigan. There's a lot of my friends back home.
Really?
Voted for him.
And they, why? And how are they feeling now?
They won't talk about it. Because they know they're losing.
Because they're idiots.
They know they have nothing to stand on.
He's on the way to J-A-I-L?
I hope so. Fucking hope so. The man's a goddamn nightmare.
Right.
I know 5-year-olds who are more articulate than him.
Right.
It is insane. I auditioned today with a little kid, and that little kid had a greater control over the English language than the president of our fucking country.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. He's just, says that in a disaster zone? Have a good time, everybody.
I just love.
Aren't I doing fantastic?
He gets to Puerto Rico. He's like, everybody gather around. We're gonna go around one by one. I want everyone to say what a good job I'm doing. You first. All right. Good. 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 All right. Shh. Shh. You. High five, bro. High five. All right. Now let everybody know right? What a great job I've done. All right. Good job. Sit down.
He's like, what's the death toll? That's 16. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
But,
you should be very proud of yourself.
I'm doing a great job. Right. Right. Next. All right. It was.
Anything about those 16 families, and now it's going to, it's 34, it's going to be hundreds, but he's like...
Yeah, because it's like they haven't been able to communicate.
Yeah.
And he's like, the real estates did it better.
They can't communicate because they're dead.
Yeah.
Sorry about the head injury from the paper towel, but at least you have something to mop it up with.
I want someone...
He should mop up Puerto Rico with his fake hair.
Yeah, use that toupee. It's an amazing, amazing absorption device.
Right. What the fuck? Don't you hope that he gets a goddamn pre-dawn raid like Manafort did, so we can see what that fucking hair looks like? Like, which is when his bathrobe is just like orange toner. Like,
yeah,
oh.
His pillowcase is just stained orange. All of his sheets are already yellow. It's like
and obviously Melania is like nowhere in even that way.
Yeah, Melania is just wasting our tax money in New York.
God, her in the background of everything he does. I'm like, how long till she snaps?
She's gonna kill him.
Yeah,
she's
so I'm waiting.
She's gonna pop off that
Melania's
120 Louboutin and stab him to death.
With her stiletto in the eye.
Yeah.
And the sole of it's already red. She's going to keep going.
Stop criticizing these heels.
Right. Do you see he shook her hand at that thing and then he just shoved her out of the way?
Ugh.
She introduced him and he was like, thank you very much. All right.
Is that bad?
Well, she's the hand of her wife.
She's wearing sunglasses. I'm concerned.
He would do that.
Stand back. I'm the real star.
Yeah, she's
this is man just, time.
Yeah.
Right. The whole thing, it just feels like a very bad dream.
Oh, hang on. I
poured wine all over my... Oh, okay.
Your
now,
notes?
Nicole.
Yes.
Who are we? Let's find someone for you. Let's make this Steph a date.
All right. What are you looking for, Michelle? I don't know. I'm looking for someone who loves the outdoors. I know that sounds so cheesy.
Right. Well, because
but
someone
I really
that,
love,
with
I really
an enormous
love...
dick that can spelunk inside mm-hmm.
your
yeah,
you
enormous
go in
vagina.
The sun?
I what?
As mm-hmm. a Jewish woman, you like the outdoors?
I love the outdoors. I wear a ton of sunscreen, and I will be covered from,
right.
from head to toe. Completely.
But you need
I'll
someone that can spelunk into your giant vagina.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe some sort of like a professional diver.
Are there mm-hmm. penis crampons that could help you?
They're called condoms.
I have some.
They're called condoms. They will stop anything from going in.
Fantastic. Okay. Now.
Ribbed condoms. Ribbed for no one's pleasure.
Like, yep, feels like a condom with some bumps.
Some braille.
All right. But you're enjoying stand-up. No regrets. I mean, your mom has regrets. You're not a doctor, but you don't.
I don't have regrets. There are some moments where I'll run into people who I was, you know, pre-med with in college, and they're very wildly successful plastic surgeons. And I'm like, oh, you vacation 5 times a year. That's amazing. You have 7 kids. Cool.
Oh, that's
did you do the fake party laugh? Good for you. Good for you.
No, usually I just make fun of them. Okay. I'm pretty honest about it. I'm like, oh, cool. You totally sold out. But I think I think doctors are amazing, incredible people. I would never have wanted myself as a doctor. I didn't love, I, being a doctor is not a job. Being a doctor is who you are. And if you don't want to be a doctor, like if you know it's not for you,
right,
don't be a doctor.
Right.
Like the stakes of your job are way too high.
Right. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What did you say? Yeah. Oh, she's already flatlined. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, did you guys hear my one-liner?
Yeah. Like being a doctor isn't, it's not a, just, it's who you are.
Like my a mom, comedian.
My mom is, it's everything. It's who she wakes up, she goes to sleep. My mom works 7 days a week. She's 70 years old. Wow. Literally goes to the hospital every single day.
Wow.
And it's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound enjoyable to me.
Yeah.
But I see
you'd
what
be
she
like,
does.
I got the biggest laugh in the OR ever.
That's all I would care
right?
about.
Yeah.
He died shortly after.
Did you save their life?
I killed.
Who cares?
Yeah, I killed.
Did I amputate the wrong leg?
Yes.
But that was a big
but
laugh.
But that was the nurse's what problem. She didn't label the leg right. It was not my fault. All right.
There was so much blood.
By the way, do you know how often that happens? Doctors amputate the wrong leg.
Oh.
It's crazy.
I know.
It happens so often. It happens so often.
And then, like, you have to just write
med mal?
On it? Like,
you should go into med mal. That is the amount of insurance doctors have to pay
it's not
now.
Not great in California. There's micro. There's caps on pain and suffering. Not
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's the lawyer that'll fuck them out of that. Listen.
What?
I should have been a lawyer. If, in hindsight, I probably would still be a comedian.
Yeah.
But I would have went pre-law instead and then dropped out of that.
Yes. Well, it would have been something better to drop out of.
And then I would have went to law school because I definitely would like to have been a human rights lawyer.
Oh, all right.
That's definitely where my heart is. I will fight on the side of injustice.
Well, I hope always. That you commit your heart and
yeah,
your...
I will,
and your,
any injustice, I will fight it.
I hope
I will fight against injustice. Whatever, you know what I mean.
I will fight on the side of injustice.
Just, you know, Jessica Michelle...
You are like a Wonder Woman with a giant vagina. Like you
I
are.
Am,
a,
I am.
Yeah. I
some,
hope you.
Some heroes wear giant pussy capes.
I hope you. You dedicate your heart and your giant vagina to some cause someday. And I think they'll be. You'll need several superheroes at once, like Captain America and Superman to be inside you at the same time because I wish that for you. I wish a super
do you think
hero gangbang
stamina
submariner
yes
gang
bang of some sort yeah. Jessica Michelle, my baby daughter,
wait,
let's give you a little plug too before we
find me. I have a small vagina that doesn't matter. Don't that doesn't matter.
Tight as a fucking like Garfield's anus, like not, just like Trump's mouth, but not less orange.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I ate a lot of Cheetos. It doesn't matter.
All right,
it's
not important now.
You have to stop fingering yourself.
At JMS Comedy.
Okay. And Nicole Amy Schreiber, you really are all named like serial killers, but how do we follow you and help you? And
follow me on all my social media, at Nicole Amy on most of it. Just go to my website, NicoleAmy.com, and you'll be able to find everything there. And then I have my Instagram cooking show with Jessica Michelle.
Yes.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. We will have a new episode out next week. We're going to be cooking here with you.
Apparently. And the happy hour after party, we're going to see how fast either of you or both of you can suck my nephew's dick.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
That's going to be an after party.
And then well, I have,
that's
then
a
I have
challenge.
I have a podcast starting next month with Kate Quigley.
Who is also our beloved, who's been on the happy hour.
Love her, love her,
one
love
degree.
Her.
She dated Moby, who lives on the corner. Kate Quigley lives in the neighborhood, so do you.
Uh-huh. All of us.
All
I have,
new best
I've,
friends.
I've dated no one famous, though.
Well, listen.
But man.
Dated
it's a, the night's
Moby.
Young.
If you know a guy who's unemployed, I've probably dated him.
All right.
Well, I met a few in the park today.
Let's get this. Okay, this is the weirdest. This is saying
she's
a lot.
She's
the weirdest
my Yenta.
Happy hour
she's my Yenta. She
ever.
Goes around and finds people for me.
Nicole Amy. She's your wingman. Yeah.
She's my.
Okay.
She's all my.
Right. All right, Nicole Amy Schreiber and Jessica Michelle Singleton, serial killers, comedians, whores. Kind of, really kind of home-wrecking little whores, I gotta say.
No, I will not wreck a home. I will.
Well, okay.
I will incentivize him to move out of the home.
All right. Uh-oh. Bye, Trish. We'll help you pack.
I'll build a new
home. All right. All right. Happy fucking happy hour. Come on.
Come on in.